Patients are often reluctant to tell their doctors that they're doing some of these practices, just to talk it over with him or her. Is this something that patients should do?
Well, I would say yes, and the but is that it's difficult. It's difficult for the doctors. It's difficult for the patient. In my view, a good medical encounter, a good counter between an encounter with a patient and a doctor is one where there's certainly trust and there's a openness of communication and as much relevant information as can be shared. But there's limited time. And so any one thing that we do in a patient-doctor encounter relationship is at the expense of something else. So yes, unqualified, I would say it's generally a good idea for the patient and the doctor to have as much general information that is relevant. And what one is doing and what one is taking in terms of medicines and herbs, yes, I think that that's very relevant because it's part of what we're doing, and it may be really interacting or helping, and it needs to be, you need to take that into account. The reason I say but and hesitate is because most of us as doctors don't really know yet what to do with that information. It's still an area that's relatively new for many of us. Not all of us. There's many physicians who are understanding more and more who are taking the time. But I can't go to my colleagues and expect them to learn about all this because we can't. We can't. Not all of us can go and learn about all these different modalities or learn about all these herbs. I have made a point of developing a career in integrative medicine, and I have very little understanding of herbal treatments because I haven't focused on that. So I would say yes, but we're not really at a place yet where I don't know that we can make really good use of that information yet.